天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。我们现在正在学习的系列是十架七言。在上次的节目中，麦克牧师带领我们学习了第一个宣言，使我们懂得了原谅一个人的重要性。那十架七言中的第二个宣言又是什么呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，就让我们预备心，一起领受从神而来的智慧吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you have tuned in.
我们很高兴你能收听今天的节目。
In the last broadcast, we began a series of messages on the words of Jesus from the cross.
在上一次的节目里，我们开始了有关耶稣十架七言的系列信息。
And these are seven in number.
总共七句话。
The first word was, Father, forgive them.
第一句话是，父啊，赦免他们。
And today we're going to look at the second word.
今天让我们来看第二句话。
But I want to begin by telling you a story.
我想在开始的时候给你讲一个故事。
And it is a true story from history.
这是历史上一个真实的故事。
It's a story about the Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte.
是关于拿破仑·波拿巴皇帝的故事。
One day he was reviewing his troops.
一天他正在检阅军队。
And suddenly his horse bolted out of control.
突然间他的马受惊失去了控制。
The emperor was in danger of being hurled to the ground.
皇帝随时有从马上摔下来的危险。
So a young private leaped from the ranks and calmed the horse.
这时一个年轻的士兵从行列中冲出来将马稳住。
The emperor said, Thank you, captain, and he gave the private an immediate promotion.
皇帝对他说，谢谢你，队长，立刻就给了这个士兵一个提升。
Smiling broadly, the soldier asked Bonaparte, What regiment, sir?
这个士兵开心地笑了，并问波拿巴说，陛下，我属于哪个部队呢？
Of my guards, replied the emperor as he dashed down the lines.
皇帝回答说，我的侍卫队，说着就往前奔驰而去。
Immediately assuming his new rank, the young soldier walked over to join the group of staff officers.
这个年轻的士兵马上按照他的新军衔走进了军官的行列。
When one of the officers saw the newly promoted soldier, he became indignant.
一个军官看到这个新提拔的士兵就愤愤地说
He said, What is this insolent fellow doing here with the officers?
这个无礼的家伙混在我们军官的行列里想干什么？
I am captain of the guards, the young man replied.
这个年轻人回答说，我是侍卫队长。
You rascal, you just a private. What makes you think you're a captain? Said the officer.
这个军官说，你这个无赖，你只不过是个小兵，凭什么认为自己是队长呢？
The young soldier pointed to the emperor and confidently responded, He said so.
这个年轻的士兵指着皇帝非常自信地回答说，是他说的。
And the officer answered politely, I apologize, captain.
那位军官连忙有礼貌地说，我向你道歉，队长。
I was not aware of your promotion.
我不知道你已经升级了。
That soldier did not feel like a captain, nor did he wear the insignia of a captain.
这个士兵既没有佩戴队长的徽章，自己也没有觉得像个队长。
All he had was the word of the emperor, but that was enough.
他所有的只是皇帝所说的一句话，但这就足够了。
This is a similar feeling to those who have surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ.
这种感受与那些将他们的生命主权交给主耶稣基督的人非常相似。
Those of us who were sinners but are now believers.
我们曾经是罪人，如今成了信徒。
Our confidence does not come from anything we did.
我们的信心不是建立在我们过去有什么作为。
Or because of our own righteousness.
也不是因为我们的德性。
Or because we feel we are better than other people.
更不是因为我们觉得自己比别人好。
The assurance of salvation stems from the simple fact that he said it.
很简单，得救的确据是出自于神所说的话。
Our spiritual emperor said it.
这话是我们属灵的君王所说的。
Our Lord, our master said it.
是我们的主，我们的主宰所说的。
Our commander in chief said it.
是我们的元首所说的。
And we see this very clearly in the second statement of Jesus that he made on the cross.
这一点我们可以从耶稣十架七言的第二句话中得到清晰的验证。
The first word from the cross was, Father, forgive them.
耶稣在十字架上所说的第一句话是，父啊，赦免他们。
Jesus was using his divine power to intercede for the transgressors.
耶稣用他神圣的权柄为悖逆神的人代求。
Today we will see Jesus is using his divine power to forgive sin and offer assurance of salvation.
今天我们同样看到耶稣用他神圣的权柄赦免人的罪，并赐予得救的确据。
The first word from the cross was a prayer from the Son to the Father.
耶稣在十字架上的第一句话是圣子向圣父的祷告。
Today's prayer is a prayer from a sinner to Jesus.
今天所要看的祷告是一个罪人向耶稣的祷告。
In Luke 23:39-43,
在路加福音23:39-43,
Let's read it together.
让我们一起来读。路加福音23:39-43。那同定的两个犯人，有一个讥诮他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事，就说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。”
This is the last conversation the Lord had with another before his death.
这是主耶稣在离世之前与人最后的一段对话。
All four of the Gospels record that Jesus was crucified with two other men.
四部福音书都记载了主耶稣是与其他两个人一同被钉十字架的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Some say that it was Roman's way of mocking the one who claimed to be king of the Jews.
有人说那是罗马人的方式，用来嘲笑耶稣，因他自称是犹太人的王。
As if to say, here is your court, two criminals crucified beside you.
好像在说，这里是你的皇宫，还有两个罪犯随从你一同被钉十字架呢。
But the truth is that this happened to fulfill the prophecy.
但事实上，这件事的发生应验了古代的预言。
700 years before Christ, Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 53.
在基督降世之前的700年，以赛亚先知在以赛亚书53中预言道，
He will be numbered with the transgressors.
他也被列在罪犯之中。
This prophecy shows a kind of gospel in miniature.
这个预言是福音的一个缩影。
It shows that there are two ways in which men and women can react to Jesus.
他告诉我们，人们对耶稣有两种回应。
And there are two ways in which Jesus reacts to humanity.
耶稣对人类也有两种回应。
On either side of Christ's cross, there was one who rejected and one who accepted.
在耶稣十架的两边，一方是拒绝，一方是接受。
There is no neutrality.
没有中立的。
There is no third way.
没有第三条路。
There is no passivity.
也没有人是被动的。
Jesus said, those who are not with me are against me.
耶稣说，不与我相合的就是敌我的。
First, there is the one who rejected Christ.
首先，那个拒绝基督的人。
One of the criminals who hung there kept on blaspheming him.
被挂在十字架上的其中一个罪犯不停地辱骂耶稣。
The criminal who blasphemed Jesus echoed the cry of the crowd.
这个辱骂耶稣的罪犯是附和了群众的呼声。
You are the Christ, aren't you? Then save yourself and us.
你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们呢？
There is bitterness in this sentence that is too deep for words.
这句话的苦读之深是难以描绘的。
I think that the people who feel most bitter against God are the people who pray to God for selfish reasons.
我认为那些敌对神、心中怀着苦毒的人，往往成为私利向神祈求。
And when God doesn't answer their prayers the way they want, they become angry with God.
当神不按着他们的方式应允他们的祷告，他们就向神大大的动怒。
But then there was another criminal.
但是还有另外一个罪犯。
According to the Bible, this criminal was equally zealous, equally accused, and equally reviling of Jesus.
根据圣经记载，这个罪犯曾经同样的狂热，同样的有罪，也一同辱骂耶稣。
But something happened in the first hour on the cross that changed this criminal's heart.
但在刚被钉上十字架时所发生的事，改变了这个罪犯的心。
While the nails were splitting his hands,
当铁钉将他的手撕裂的时候,
this man heard something from Jesus that he had never heard before.
这个人听到了耶稣所说的话，是他从未听过的。
He heard Jesus to be saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
他听到了耶稣在说，父啊，赦免他们，他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Perhaps these words transformed a reviler into a repenter.
也许就是这句话，让这个辱骂者变成了一个悔改者。
Changed a doubter into a believer.
从一个怀疑的人变成了相信的人。
Change a skeptic into a follower.
从一个无神论者变成了一个跟随者。
And finally, I think he was changed by the grace of God.
最终我相信他被神的恩典彻底改变。
And this repentant criminal said a lot in four short sentences.
这个悔改的罪犯用了短短的四句话表达了很多。
He acknowledged who Jesus was.
他确认了耶稣是谁。
He repented and surrendered to Christ's lordship.
他悔改并降服在基督的主权下。
Then he made a request.
然后他发出了一个请求。
But he also rebuked his fellow criminal.
同时他也责备另一个罪犯。
He said to him, Do you not even fear God?
他对另一个罪犯说，你还不怕神吗？
Man, you're about to face God.
伙计，你即将面对神。
Are you going to end your life with blasphemy and bitterness toward God?
你情愿带着对神的辱骂和苦读来结束自己的生命吗？
These two were comrades.
他们两个曾是同伙。
They were fellow zealots and friends.
他们是志同道合的狂热分子和朋友。
But as the repentant one repents,
但是当这个悔改者一悔改，
As one gives his life to Jesus Christ, he rebukes his friend.
把他的生命交给耶稣基督，他就开始责备他的朋友。
My listening friend, let me tell you something of uttermost importance.
我亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你最重要的一点。
When you come to Jesus Christ,
当你来到主耶稣基督面前，
it is inevitable and unavoidable that you cannot step around this one important thing.
一个不可回避的重要事实就会呈现在你面前。
There is a line that has been drawn between you and your former partners in sin.
在你和你从前最终的伙伴之间已经有了一道界限。
The day has to come when you say, Fellas, I don't enjoy your jokes anymore.
那时你会说，伙计，我不再爱听你那些取笑的话。
I don't enjoy your blasphemy anymore.
我不再爱听你那些亵渎神的话。
But come with me to the Savior.
请跟我一起来到救主的面前。
Just as he has forgiven me.
因为他赦免了我。
Just as he has raised me up from sin and death.
因为他已经把我从罪恶和死亡中救拔出来。
Just as he delivered me from hell and damnation.
因为他把我从地狱和咒诅中解救出来。
He can deliver you too.
他也能解救你。
This zealot, this criminal, was no theologian.
这个狂徒，这个罪犯，他不是一个神学家。
He prayed no long and profound prayers.
他并没有做一个长篇大论的祷告。
He did not try to find an excuse for his sin.
他没有为自己的罪寻找借口。
He merely said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
他只是说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
I want you to look at the element of faith in this man dying beside Jesus on the cross.
我想让你来看在十字架上耶稣身边这个垂死的人所具有的信心特质。
He offered no excuse or explanation.
他没有试图申辩或解释。
He did not claim that he had extenuating circumstances.
他也没有强调自己是迫不得已的。
He said, Jesus, remember me.
他说，耶稣啊，求你纪念我。
This criminal not only did not try to make excuses for himself.
这个罪犯不仅没有为自己找任何的理由。
But he told his comrade, we are getting what we deserve.
而且他还告诉他的同伙，我们所受的与我们所做的相称。
And that is why this sentence is the gospel in a capsule.
这就是为什么这句话是福音的一个总概括。
This man not only acknowledged his sin,
这个人不仅承认他自己的罪，
but he also added a word of testimony about Jesus.
同时他还加了一句话为耶稣做见证。
Talking about Jesus, he said, this man has done nothing wrong.
说到耶稣，他说，这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
This is a great testimony.
这是很了不起的见证。
This man has come a long way.
这个人的经历非同寻常。
He came from reviling Jesus to testifying for Jesus all in a short period of time.
他从辱骂耶稣到为耶稣做见证，这一切全在一个很短的时间里发生。
That is the power of the gospel.
这就是福音的大能。
The man does not ask to be saved from dying on the cross.
这个人并没有祈求从十字架的死亡当中被解救出来。
He only asks that Jesus remembers him later when he comes into his kingdom.
他只是求耶稣德国降临的时候纪念他。
No doubt this dying criminal saw on the top of Jesus' cross the words, King of the Jews.
毫无疑问，这个垂死的罪犯看到了耶稣的十字架上面的那一行字，犹太人的王。
And that was enough for him to believe that this was the Messiah King.
这就足以让他相信这位就是弥赛亚。
So in humility he cried out, Jesus, remember me.
因此他谦卑地呼求，耶稣啊，求你纪念我。
And so we see that there were two reactions to Jesus.
在这里我们看到了对耶稣的两种回应。
And they symbolize humanity's two reactions.
他们是人类两种回应的典型。
Human beings either reject him or accept him.
人们要么接受耶稣，要么拒绝他。
This has been and will always be the case with Jesus until he comes back.
对待耶稣的立场从前如此，以后如此，直到他再来都是如此。
You either accept him or reject him, you cannot be neutral.
你或者接受他，或者拒绝他， 你不可能中立。
It is also important to see Jesus' reaction to these men.
耶稣怎样回应这些人也是非常关键的。
Jesus does not get too preoccupied with his own pain to assure a repentant sinner of forgiveness.
耶稣并没有只专注于自己的疼痛，而是给了这个悔改的罪人一个赦免的确据。
Thank God that Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God,
感谢神，耶稣基督永生神的儿子。
The one who is the maker of the universe,
这位宇宙的创造者。
The only one through whom men and women can find redemption and forgiveness,
只有通过他，人们才能得到救赎和赦免。
Thank God that he was not too preoccupied with his own pain to answer this man's request.
感谢神，耶稣并没有太专注于自己的疼痛，以至于忽略了这个人的呼求。
My listening friends, please listen very carefully as we're getting close to the end.
我亲爱的朋友，在结束的时候，请特别留意。
Don't ever think that God is too preoccupied to care about you.
千万不要认为神太忙，以至于不能照顾到你。
Jesus gave the repentant man far more than he asked for.
耶稣赐给这个悔改罪人的远远超过他所求的。
This man thought that salvation was far, far down the road, a long way away.
这个人以为救恩对他而言是很遥远的事。
But Jesus said, "Today you shall be with me in paradise."
但耶稣说，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
The man didn't ask to go to paradise.
这个人并没有奢望可以进到乐园里。
But Jesus gave it to him.
但耶稣赐给了他。
Imagine all that you and I long for.
想一下你我所渴求的。
Peace, security, happiness, and pleasantness.
宁静、安稳、幸福和快乐。
The Lord said, "Today you'll be with me."
主说，今天你要同我在一起。
My listening friend, today I want to tell you that no matter what sin you have committed,
我亲爱的朋友，今天我要告诉你，无论你犯了什么罪，
no matter how guilty your conscience feels,
也不管你的良心如何谴责你，
today if you come to Christ, he will forgive you.
今天只要你来到基督面前，他就要赦免你。
He will give you his peace.
他会赐给你从神而来的平安。
He will assure you of your forgiveness and assure you of heaven with him.
他保证你得赦免，并与他同在天堂。
Will you come to him?
你愿意来到他面前吗？
Will you repent of your sin and receive him in your life?
你愿意为你的罪悔改，并接受他为你生命的救主吗？
It is our prayer that you would say yes to Jesus.
我们祈求你能对耶稣说，是的，我愿意。
And then write and let us know.
请来信告诉我们你的决定。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
是啊，今日你要同我在乐园里了，多么慈爱，多么怜悯的一句话啊！这是主耶稣给予我们这些接受他并且愿意侍奉他的人一个强而有力的应许。所以，弟兄姐妹们，有了这个奇妙的应许，我们的生命将会与众不同。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的赐福你们。我们下次再会。
人间有天堂，有地狱。 选择让自己决定如何去越过一线之隔分别天堂地狱
决定不在天堂
决定不在地狱要看自己的选择让自己决定去跨过一念之间距离遥远天堂和地狱
天堂有地狱、天堂和地狱只有一线之隔人间有天堂有地狱、天堂和地狱在一念之间决定不在天堂决定不在地狱要看自己的选择让自己决定如何去越过一线之隔分辨天堂地狱决定不在天堂决定不在地狱要看自己的选择让自己决定去跨过一念之间距离遥远天堂和地狱决定不在天堂决定不在地狱要看自己的选择让自己决定不在天堂，决定。